Hey, Dan Burns, are you still there? Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Great, John. How you doing?
I'm pretty here. Good. Let's crank out some of your trivia questions, shall we?
Sure. Well,
we did terrible the other night at freepubtrivia.com, freepubtrivia.com. They used to do this in pubs and bars throughout Chicagoland, trivia. Now they do it online and via Zoom, and you're able to see the questions, kibitz with your friends, and then see if you can't answer them. Here's the ones that you sent us from previous shows that I thought were kind of fun for us to kick around. What is the one-word Japanese battle cry which translates to, may I live 10,000 years in English? And you think, okay, what did he just ask him to? I don't know any Japanese. I don't know a one-word Japanese battle cry, but you do.
Yeah, if you think of the World War II movies, right, or the kamikaze,
right.
Or
you do.
Do
you think you know the answer to this one, Steve?
I don't know.
It's bonsai.
Bonsai.
All right, exactly. So it is a word we've all heard, but you know, it's like when you first hear it, you're like, what could it possibly be? But yeah.
I like this one too you guys did the other night. After the whale, what mammal has the second largest heart in size? It's not the elephant.
I think that'd be you, John.
That was very sweet.
That's a figurative thing, Steve. It means I care the most, but no, this is literally what has the biggest pumping machine.
Exactly. So it is a large, it's not the elephant, but it's a large mammal. And there is a reason for it. There's always a subtle clue when you discuss, and there's might not be obvious and might take some discussion, but
okay, yeah, because you also included in the question, this animal has nearly twice as high a blood pressure rate as any other mammal, including the whale. Now, what animal would have a very high blood pressure rate that would, require or be the result of a very strong heart?
A bear?
A bear. Be a big one. Bear. What's the answer there, Dan?
Well, it is the giraffe, as it has to pump the blood against gravity all the way up.
Oh, with the big neck.
So it's a huge heart, a lot of force, yeah. So it's tough. It's a tricky one, but, you know, yeah, we designed the questions. You got a couple of minutes to discuss them, and maybe someone will come up with, is the gravity that makes sense? And so it's not, so I think that's a good one. Tough one, but a good one.
Here's another one you asked. Born in 1964, what actor has a first name that means cool breeze over the mountains when translated from Hawaiian? He has starred in multiple major studio action film franchises. This is a big-time American movie star.
I got this one.
Born in 1964, and his name means cool breeze over the mountains. Bertrand, go.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
Keanu Reeves. Mary, you knew that, too?
Yeah, but I couldn't. I was like, I know that. I see his face. I see him. It's one of those, you know?
And he kind of
looks
and acts like a cool breeze over the mountains, too, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he certainly does, yeah.
His name could be River, like, you know, River Phoenix or something.
Guy with awesome hair who's a little trippy and
exactly. It fits him well. And the Hawaiian roots, it has that energy. All those subtle clues in there.
Well, is that his birth name or did he change that? Do you know?
I think it's his birth name, actually, yeah. Yep.
How about this one, kids? Now, this one, the geography questions we always do badly on because we're Americans. But I think we could get this one. What is the only state that borders the Atlantic Ocean that is not completely located in the Eastern time zone? Part of the state is in the Central time zone. Only one state that touches the Atlantic is also in the Central zone.
We learned this at election time.
Oh, that's right. Bertrand, go.
Florida.
Florida. Because they would announce how did that work out, Steve?
They would announce some results like in the Central time zone before the Eastern voters had voted or the voting was closed. I don't remember the specifics of it, but
you didn't want to discourage people in some time zones from voting, so you wouldn't report their zone until the polls had closed. But what if you're in two time zones? And that's where they got into trouble. You guys are doing it again tonight, correct, sir?
Yes, indeed. Every weeknight, 7 o'clock, our regular game. But on Tuesdays, which is today, we do a What Do You Know Junior as well. So that's designed for the grade school kids. So 3rd through 5th grade at 2 p.m. and then 6th through 8th grade at 3 p.m. And everything streams. I mean, you can zoom your team together, but everything streams from freepubtrivia.com. So if you just go to freepubtrivia.com, you don't need to sign into a Zoom to play. You can team up in Zoom, but you just need to be on the website, freepubtrivia.com. And it's every weeknight at 7. We also do a trivia bingo at 5, which is kind of fun, where half our numbers and half our kind of trivia clues. So it's like a fun spin on bingo, and we have a fun production streaming from the freepubtrivia.com.
Can you give me an example off the top of your head of one of the junior questions? I would like to play the junior game.
Well, yeah, the junior games. Well, the picture rounds are something. So for the 3rd through 5th grade, we'll do for like a picture round, we'll do kind of like brands. Right. We'll do capital cities are good. Just, you know, who's the third president? You know, the first two presidents were Washington and Adams. Who was the third? You know, kind of stuff like that. And there's all the kids play the Fortnite video game now. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah,
so we usually try to work in something fun, you know, like a video game. And then also sports, who is the quarterback that won the last Super Bowl. You know, the kids are kind of getting into sports. So it's kind of a fun mix. And it's tougher to research, actually. I'm trying to figure out what's hip between kids, you know.
Yeah,
3rd through 5th grade and then 6th grade. Like what they're, you know, TV shows especially. It's like there's so many now. And so trying to figure that out. But it's a fun mix of the stuff. So if you're out there and you have kids at home, and obviously school's not in session, so it's a fun mix of the pop culture with also stuff that they're learning in school, you know, capital cities, presidents, but also, you know, TV and video games. So
I like it. I like that idea, especially for families right now. Freepubtrivia.com. Y'all could do it this afternoon. Thanks for playing along with us, Dan. Let's visit and do more of this next week.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Thanks so much, John.
I bet you. Stay well.